CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles and to strike Russia in Russian territory for the very first time. It's a major shift in policy for the White House and comes as 10,000 North Korean troops arrive to fight alongside the Russians. Questions still growing over President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary, Fox News host Pete Hegseth.
His attorney confirming Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017 as part of a settlement agreement, though claiming the encounter was consensual. Trump was made aware of the incident shortly after he named Hegseth to the position and is standing by him. His team saying that Hegseth has vigorously denied any and all accusations and no charges were filed.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Brazil is preparing to host a Group of 20 summit and comes amid two major wars in the recent election of Donald Trump. Spirit Airlines has now filed for bankruptcy. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources decided to issue permits last week for the Line 5 relocation project. The project spans northern Wisconsin from Superior to Lower Michigan. It currently runs through the Bad River Reservation in Ashland, but members of the Bad River Band have been pushing to relocate the pipeline for years. Critics of the project's new location says it could still impact the environment surrounding the reservation. Enbridge Energy still needs permit approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to move forward. The city of Oshkosh is considering adopting a temporary ordinance that will ban alcoholic beverages in city parks until March 31st, 2025. The ordinance responds to complaints of intoxicated persons violating other laws in the Opera House Square Park. If passed, the ordinance will prohibit possessing or consuming alcohol in all city parks. Exceptions will be made for special events and park facility rentals. The council will vote on the ordinance at its November 26th meeting. 31-year-old Mahai Schnell Harrison, who coached Ripon High School's basketball team last season, was officially charged in Fond du Lac County Court Friday for exchanging nude photos with a student and having physical contact with the 16-year-old in the school parking lot. Schnell Harrison faces five felony charges of child enticement, sexual assault of a student by school staff, exposing himself to a child, possession of child pornography, and exposing a child to harmful material. Cash bond was set at $150,000. His preliminary hearing is set for November 22nd. After a three-hour standoff Sunday afternoon, Green Bay police arrested a 32-year-old Green Bay man who was yelling at and threatening violence with a knife at the A1 Tower Motel on Humboldt Road. Police are referring charges to the Brown County District Attorney's Office. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunshine this morning becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, rain likely. We could get a half inch or so of rain tonight through tomorrow. It's going to be breezy as well. 47 tonight, breezy showers, 59 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and we'll dive deep into why certain groups voted for Donald Trump and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three. This morning's going fast. This is awesome. And talking a little bit about the holidays, how to get in the spirit, and a lot of good ideas. Texas coming in. And if you give us a really good idea, kind of how to lean into the holidays, we have free tickets for you, VIP seats to watch the Green Bay Holiday Parade, which is coming up this Saturday at 10 o'clock. Get there at 9. You can listen to some music and just enjoy the parade with whoever you want to bring. Hey, something else that's going on that's great. There's so many good things. My one concern about the holidays is people are hungry all year. They need clothes. You know what I mean? But this is a good time. And what we try to do where I work is to say, look, you know, can I get your number? Can you do this again? You know, but you do something all year. And we're going to talk about this Give a Kid a Book program, Brown County Library, which is a great library system. Meg Deem, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you're a board member or you librarian or what do you do?
Nope. My background is accounting, but I've been on the board since 2012 on the Friends of the Brown County Library.
Yeah, good organization.
So we're the kind of fundraising arm. We help support the library programs. We do our big used book sale twice a year. Mm-hmm. Another one of our big programs then is the one that I coordinate, Give a Kid a Book.
Let's talk about that. That's awesome what you're doing. We talked a little bit before we got on the air, but for those people who weren't, we didn't have hot mics. We got to kind of repeat what we talked about.
Tell us
about it.
So Give a Kid a Book, we're in our 36th year. It's a program that was started by the librarians, and then the Friends took it over.
Yes.
So every year, our goal is to give kids that are in need, the families, low-income families, two books at the holidays. And so we've been doing that. By the end of this year, we'll have given almost 400,000 books out to kids in the community.
That's
to
incredible.
Promote literacy.
Love it.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just amazing how generous the community has been.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kudos to that. I agree. So tell me the process. How do you get the books?
Our big thing is we partner with the Salvation Army. They do their Toys for Tots programs.
Yeah.
We think it's important that along with the toy, the kids have a book.
Absolutely.
So we manage that part of it. We take donations all year round. We also have some amazing sponsors that help fund. And then we do collections. So right now we have collection boxes out at the Green Bay Area Nicolet Bank branches.
Okay.
At all of the library branches, there's boxes out that if you want to donate books. And we are looking for new books for kids age 0 to 18.
0 to 18.
So through high school we go.
Pretty big range.
Yes.
New books.
New books is what we're looking for because we're gifting them.
Right.
As part of their holiday.
A kid deserves something new. Nicolet Bank branches and branches of the Brown County Library, that's a lot. I mean, there's no reason why you can't, right?
Right.
You know where one is. I mean, just here.
It should be super easy.
Super easy.
We also, the YMCA's in town here.
That's a drop-off?
Is a drop-off spot.
All right.
So there are a lot of opportunities.
So, Meg, we're talking about kind of getting into the Christmas spirit. There's a lot of little things. You go see a play, go see a musical. But to drop off a book, that would make people feel good. And that's not that expensive. You know what I mean? Like $5, $10.
It's something that a family can do, too. I've seen where parents take their kids. And, you know, it's an opportunity for the kids to share a book that they love with somebody else.
Yeah.
And stuff. So that's a nice way to do it.
So when does this drop off? Has it started?
Yes, we started October 30th was our kickoff event. So the boxes were all out in the community.
Will you tell us a little bit more about your kickoff event? We were talking before we went on, and the kickoff event was pretty special.
We are very, very lucky. We partnered with Elmore Elementary. So the fifth grade students had a chance to write an essay. It's extra work for them, extra an essay that they write. And then they come and read it. This year we had three students that read their essays for us at our kickoff event. And then we've also been really, really fortunate. We partner with the Packer Wives. So this year, Bree LaFleur, she was our spokesperson last year and this year. So she came and talked about, you know, her family and why books are important to her family and stuff. And it's really been a wonderful. I mean, Molly Crosby was our partner for years.
She was great.
Yeah, going all the way back to Deanna Favre. Yeah. So we've been just lucky with that partnership as well.
So you've gone from the players to the coaches. That's cool.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Love it. Are those essays amazing, what a fifth grader can write?
They are. And they're, you know, everyone is unique. Yeah. And the fact that they come and read them in front of the public and the TV stations and stuff just amazes me that they can do that.
I mean, they need to be fifth grade. What are you, like 11 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're doing that this Wednesday is the peace tree lighting at the courthouse.
Okay.
And those kids read their essays as well.
Yes.
Two of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm a little older and I couldn't write that. I mean, it's just, and they've absorbed a lot at that age.
Yep.
And it's
and
like they
more than I think we give them credit for,
yes.
for them to then put it pen to paper. It's pretty neat to see everything come together.
I think kids are smarter than like you said. I think, I don't think our parents, you know, kids are to be seen, not heard, that type of thing. And I never agreed with that, although I was brought up in that world. But to sit and just talk about a subject that might be a little advanced, they've got an opinion.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting where they got that opinion. And it's not our job to steer them to this or that. It's to listen to them. And so when you allow them to write that and then read it, and you're right, sharing it is as challenging as writing it.
Yes, I think so. You know, and they come, they get out of school for the morning, which is kind of fun. But, you know, we have a fairly decent crowd that comes to the library that morning for that event.
That's great.
And for them to get up, you know, several of them had their parents there or their grandparents there and stuff. And it was a big morning. But it's just one of the parts of the program that I like the best is when you hear from the kids why they think books are important.
Well, and that can be such a wide-ranging explanation and vary from writer to writer.
Absolutely.
Because the impact is so unique to the individual.
Yeah.
Oh, how touching to be able to share in that with them.
And kids need to talk to their kids. You know, we as parents, you know, learn to read to learn, that kind of thing. But you're not going to go anywhere unless you learn how to read, that kind of pressure. Whereas kids can say they just connected on the subject matter.
Right.
You know, horses, sports, whatever they want to read about. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So we got these distribution points. We can go buy a new book and go drop it off with our partner, with our kids. Say, look, we're doing this. This is part of the holidays you know, helping kids read. Drop off these books. Tell me how the collection and how it gets back into lower income, right? Is that what we're focused on?
Yes, we're focused on the lower income families. Last year, we gave books to over 6,700 kids.
Wow.
So the need is out there.
Yeah.
But
and
each child gets two books. So that's almost 14,000 books last year that we either got funds collected or books donated that we were able to meet that need. I mean, it just, every year, it just amazes
me. Wow.
Tell me a little bit more about how the kid gets the right book.
So what we do is we partner, one of the parents comes through, and we partner a shopper with them. The books are all sorted by age area. You know, we have some Spanish language books. We have graphic novels. We have nonfiction cookbooks and things like that. So we try and account for different interests of the kids. But a shopper will work with a parent. We have a list of kids, their ages, you know, and stuff. And then by talking with the parent, we find out what are they interested in? Yeah. What have they read recently? And then we also have librarians that help us.
Okay.
If we're looking for something specific. We'll kind of try and find something, you know, that would be of interest.
Our librarians locally and in our schools are remarkable.
They are.
Because the amount of information that they are aware of and subject matter and how to get it. And if you liked this, you might, you know, this would be maybe similar, or just what a wealth of knowledge.
They really are. And they really, they have that desire to find something that's going to capture the interest of a kid who's going to want to read it.
To spark it.
Yes.
Some kids are so smart, they want to read something by the same author. Like, that's way above my pay grade. But I just think it's amazing when they want to read a book by so-and-so. And it's like, okay, and we'd look for that and find it. But what a great opportunity that those parents, do you realize the stress you're taking away from those parents?
Yeah.
I mean, because if they're lower income, they probably don't have a lot of disposable income. I mean, you got, you know, you got your house payment, you got your food, you got car payment. And to come through there and in one day really get, and those are, the Toys for Tots is awesome. I mean, those are unwrapped new gifts.
In addition to
same
to
room
the
though,
toys.
Right? Or no?
It's, yes. So
facility.
We'll be in the same building, and they start, they have their appointment time, and they start with the toys. I mean, they have it down to if a toy requires a battery, they've got the batteries all set.
Oh,
so, I mean, they are very, very organized. And then they come to our section, and then they have a, they go to the next section, they get a food basket. Mm-hmm. And they have people, the amount of volunteers that come out for this is amazing.
Pretty cool community.
It really is. It really is. When you see it all put together in one room, it's amazing.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I love about our area.
Yeah. I mean, and I just think there's so much, and someday they'll do this, they'll be a volunteer, these parents, but I'm not sure you appreciate how much, because Christmas is stressful because you want your kid to have something new.
Right.
You want them to have something good, not something cheap that's new. So you got those great toys and those great books. Yeah, I bet you, you must be a good.
I love that you guys have thought of everything. Like you said, I mean, you're accepting books for 0 to 18.
Correct.
And then to hit on something like a cookbook. Or, you know, the comic books, the graphic novels, the treasured classic, you know, literature.
Is Dr. Seuss still number one, though? I bet there's a lot of
degree. We don't see a ton of Dr. Seuss.
I'm aging myself. That's all we read.
You know, my favorite is always for the board books, Susan Boynton. And she does these just amazing drawings.
What did she write? Guess How Much I Love You?
No, she's written like about the animals. Hippos remain calm.
All right.
And,
super fun. Yeah. Can you stick around for one more segment?
I want to talk about the zero. Okay. I think that's great. You started zero.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean,
we'll be right back. We are here with like Meg Dean, who you make this community great.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Oh yeah, candles burning low.
Does this put you in the mood? Great, great. Music
for Christmas. And for Christmas. Yep.
Well, and then we got great things going on, too. We're here with Meg Deem, who's the project manager or head of the Give a Kid a Book program here in Brown County. And we're talking about how you, as listeners and residents, can get involved in this super important program, and that's to buy a new book and drop it off at one of the many, many locations, any library branch, any Nicolet Bank branch, the YMCAs, YWCA, are they in there?
YMCA.
Okay, wait.
Yep.
Get that to them. And
so they're collecting all the way through December 10th.
Correct.
So people can drop off donations of brand new books, 0 to 18 years yep. old, right. Wide ranging interests, anything from your favorite to
just a classic. You know, some kids like to be fourth grade and want to cook. You know, there's other people, there's other books that are easy to read about some pretty impressive people, you know,
correct.
And that's kind of cool to read about maybe your sports figure. And
you know what? Yeah. You have talked about this, and I know this about myself. When I wander into that big bookstore down or on Oneida Street.
Barnes & Noble.
Yep. When I wander in there, and that clearance section or that special interest section off to the left, and you've got how to draw, or here's everything on the Civil War, and everything's very affordable.
And if you listen to your kid, they're interested in something.
Yes.
They may not say it if you ask them, what are you interested in? But if you listen to them, it's like, wait a minute, they like old
or
cars.
What are they doodling about? Or what are they, what are the programs that they watch?
The reason I wanted you to stick around, even though that you're kind of scheduled to leave at 8:20, tell me more about the Zero, because that's young.
Yes.
I mean, it's birth.
People don't
associate books with birth, I don't think. But you tell me about how important that is or why you decided to focus in on that.
So we think parents should be reading to their kids as soon as they're born, even before
they're
born.
So many statistics about brain development and,
it's so critical for kids to hear language at that early age. And one of the easy ways is either to talk to your child or to read a book. So we have board books that have simple words and especially we have them in both languages, Spanish and English and stuff. So for those families that want to teach a child Spanish early on or are a bilingual family that has, options for them. The colors in books, I think, are so amazing and stuff. And even we have beautiful storybooks, picture books and stuff that the parents can read, but the kids can see the pictures. And that creates imagination.
And story time with mom or dad, or maybe grandma, grandpa, or maybe, you know, just a beloved family member.
Right.
Can become so special.
Yes.
Did your mother read you like War and Peace or something as a child, maybe in your infancy, Jim? Probably not.
No. But the book I remember, Old Yeller, everybody read
that.
She also read us, they chopped down the tree. What's that book? It's so super famous. And then
with George Washington, chopping down the tree.
No, there's a story. Okay, I'll find it.
Oh no, The Giving Tree. Yeah, by she's got
it's a Giving Tree. Okay,
yes.
I was going to say she's listening. I could have her text in.
No, I got it.
All right, it's a Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree.
How important? I'm not. I don't want to ask. It's not a question. I'm saying it is super important that these kids learn at this very early age, and then they're going to read. You talked about the transition from third, fourth grade, from learning to read to reading to learn.
So that's one of the points in a child's education is third grade. So they test, they do standardized testing at third grade is one of them. And reading scores is so critical because children are learning to read up until about third grade. And then after that, they have to use that reading skill. They read to learn. So if they're behind at that point, it's a struggle for them to keep up.
This is a foundation.
So this is a big... The community itself, the school district.
And you think of that impact, right?
Right. And so anything we can do to get books into the hands of parents and kids earlier, the better outcome we're going to have.
And I just want to underscore that a little bit. When I was mayor, that was a big, big deal, education. Yes. And mayors really don't oversee education. I mean, Mayor Daley did in Chicago, and some of these cities do, but most of them, it's kind of an independent, but... I mean, there's nothing we want more than an educated, you know, community.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we went to something out in Vegas, and it was a really good seminar that I went to, and it talked about taking those scores at third, fourth grade reading scores. Now, think about that. You're 10 years old. And projecting how many things you need, like how many technical college desks you need, how many college you need. And some guy said you could even predict the number of prison beds you need, which is super scary.
It's absolutely.
But it's really important that we do this. So I think that's great. And then the other thing I want to say is that just if you maybe missed the boat a little bit, you can always get into reading. And like you said, these high school kids, I don't know that they understand. I mean, there's a lot of I'm not a tech guy, but like this YouTube or TikTok. But books there's no commercials and you can read it when you want. You know what I mean? And I just think it's great what you're doing. And tell me about how the accessibility is
quite remarkable,
but
as well.
Low income or not, you got to read. And yours is more geared. How does a family get engaged in participating from the gifts, the books? Is that done? You said you have to make an appointment.
Registration is through the Salvation Army. Okay. So families can still register for the Holiday Assistance Program, which includes Toys for Tots and Give a Kid a Book, so that they can go to the Salvation Army website or contact them to sign up.
And if we want to contact you, you said how to drop off a book, but if they have questions about, because this goes on throughout the year, right?
And there is a lot of information on the website about the importance of this program. You can learn about all the statistics and why it is so valuable.
We have a Facebook page, both Friends of the Brown County Library and Give a Kid a Book. There's Facebook pages there that we're sharing. We're sharing the students' essays Facebook. We have our website, which is browncountylibraryfriends.org.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
So we have a ton of information, how you can donate books, where we're taking collections, if you want to donate funds, if you want to volunteer, all of those things.
Meg, this is awesome. I mean, Green Bay was awarded, the best place to live in the United States, and you're part of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing this program.
Meg Dean, Give a Kid a Book program, Brown County Library, Facebook, you got the website, and yeah, this was very special. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Mind on the Mayor.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Dozens of places in Wisconsin are set to receive over $250 million in funding to address water contamination by PFAS. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
And PFAS funding, a big step in trying to get PFAS out of our water. More than $273 million will go toward that effort. Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that 86 municipalities will get funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. They'll be able to use this money to fund infrastructure projects like replacing lead service lines and addressing contaminants like PFAS. There are currently more than 167,000 known lead service lines throughout the state. Back in October, President Joe Biden was here in Wisconsin when he announced the EPA mandate that all lead service lines must be replaced by 2037.
The DNR is continuing to accept applications to the program. You can find a full list of recipients on the DNR's website. Gas prices rose just a bit over the last week. Patrick Tahan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said prices jumped as they climbed after falling below a station's replacement price. The average price for a gallon of gas in Green Bay is $2.88 today, up 3.2 cents from last week. In Appleton, it is $2.88 a gallon as well, which is up 4.1 cents. The average in Wisconsin is $2.83 a gallon. Green Bay's ranked 11th as the best place to retire in the United States, according to the U.S. News and World Report. Up from 16th in 2024, Green Bay is the highest-ranked Wisconsin city, with Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement: America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunshine this morning becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, rain likely. We could get a half inch or so of rain tonight through tomorrow. It's going to be breezy as well. 47 tonight. Breezy showers, 59 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the, man, we're at the last half hour. This has been a great morning. I just want to thank Jen Metcliffe, who's down here from downtown Green Bay. And then, of course, got done talking with Meg Deem, who's the Give a Kid a Book program for Brown County and ways that you can really get into the holiday spirit. We're here now with Amy Herrick. Amy, you have been here. You're going to move a chair up pretty soon and be the assistant.
Mail.
I know. Fox Cities, well, the reason you're here so much is because you are with the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce, and you have the Fox Cities Chamber Excellence in Education Shining Star Award, which is, it's really important that we recognize people, that we recognize good behavior, which, you know, that sounds kind of parochial, but
Jim, today kicks off American Education Week.
Oh, so I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
I planned it.
That's why Todd took care of that. That's why you're here today.
Exactly.
Did you think you're here because it's Princess Day? Haha. Okay.
Oh, all two for one right there.
That's right.
You're outnumbered.
Call HR. All right. Amy, tell us about that, because here in Green Bay, and that's kind of where I have lived the last few years, we had the Golden Apple Award, where we recognize outstanding educators. Been going on for a long time. Is this comparable?
Yeah, it is. So I'm very familiar, having taught in Brown County, with the Golden Apples, and it's very, very prestigious. And the Fox Cities Chamber, we've met a couple times actually with the Green Bay Chamber to learn more about their process, because it is so prestigious. They've been around for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. We are going into our sixth year, and
great.
I know I have a lot of favorite programs, but this is my favorite. I think because obviously I've been a teacher, I know what they've mm-hmm. gone through. And we are losing teachers left and right, which is very unfortunate. So now more than ever, it's beyond important to be thanking those teachers and recognizing them. And what better time than now, when we've got Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up. And then we celebrate them during that third quarter slump, which teachers definitely understand.
Burnout is real.
Yes.
Burnout is real.
Yeah.
And I think Thanksgiving or November is a time to reflect on that. Mm. When I was mayor, we always gave out the outstanding, you know, student award, the outstanding this, outstanding. And we just had our volunteer luncheon. You know, I think this is a good time. So tell me how a teacher gets nominated, how a teacher, the recipient. I think this is a great program, but I just want to say that anytime we recognize outstanding or exceptional people is good.
Yeah, so we just had a news release in our newsletter, or a press release in our newsletter on Thursday, and then they can find nomination form open on our website, which is foxcitieschamber.com. The nomination process takes 2 minutes to 5 minutes, depending on what you want to do, but essentially you can nominate a teacher and you write an impact statement. And my favorite part of this is sharing that impact statement with mm-hmm. the nominated teacher. It's incredible because we have students who nominate. We have former students who nominate. I had somebody last year who hadn't had that educator for 20 years.
Yep.
And she was like, I still need to recognize this individual. Parents and community members, it's just so important if they have an impact to make sure they know it.
Fox Cities, what is the geographical footprint of that?
Yeah, so we're a little unique because it's 2.5 counties. So it's all of Outagamie, all of Calumet County, and then northern Winnebago.
Wow.
Okay.
So
if you're in those areas and sending kids to public, any school,
yep.
Not just public.
No, it's public
education.
Or private, right.
Yep.
Yes.
It's open now.
Yes, open now until December 6th.
And you just apply and fill out your nomination online.
Yeah.
Simple.
Does very simple.
Teacher know they're nominated?
Yeah. So as soon as, I would say within 24 to 48 hours after the nomination comes in, I then send the teacher an application form. And the application, I will admit, is sometimes difficult for educators because they don't want to brag about themselves. So we try to really just think about impact.
Would not have that problem if you had a Politician's an Excellent Award.
Funny we don't We don't have them as a guest.
We have to limit this to 2,000 words. Sorry. Let's send it back. All right. So the teacher then fills out the application.
Yeah, it's only a handful of questions. That also only takes about 10 to 15 minutes.
Let's market that differently. Like, here's your brag book. What have you achieved? What are your
15 minutes?
Instead of an application. Okay.
Do they know who nominated them?
It depends. So in the nomination form, you can choose to be anonymous, but the impact statement is still shared. So they need to make sure that if they want to be truly anonymous, that they have to change that.
I'm just thinking back in the day, Todd, you know, you're that CD student and you got to, you know, get the grade up. Oh, I nominated you as my teacher of the year.
Oh, I wonder if his students over at TC can nominate.
Here's what's really funny about that. So Amy has this great program she's telling us about. Nikki did not think that way. Todd did not think that way. But former mayor of Green Bay thought that way.
It's like, his newest initiative is going to be how can we recognize excellent politicians in our area? No, 2,000 words or less.
Bribery goes a long way.
It does, right?
I've heard.
So Amy, they go online, they nominate a teacher, and it doesn't have to be a current teacher. It can be public, private, it can be high school. Do you go to the university or do you?
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've had, I think we had a Lawrence teacher 2 years ago. We have Oshkosh teachers, Fox Valley Tech teachers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's very cool.
Far reaching. It can be your kindergarten teacher. It can be your tech ed teacher. It could have been home ec. Linens professor, whatever it is.
I'm going to start that class.
It's a master's program.
That's right. We're not messing around with this. All right. And then on the 6th, it closes the nominations.
Yes, but the applications are still open until December 20th.
And that's got to be tough to pick.
I am very grateful that I do not have to do that. We have a selection committee of completely outside former educators or current educators who then decide, and the applications are completely anonymous. So,
okay, that's cool. And then when's the award?
March 13th, and that's at Butamore Country Club. So it's a really nice setting, yeah.
We need to get you back here. Well, you'll be back here a number of times before that.
Probably next week.
Right. So. Get one of the teachers, because they're always so humble, aren't they?
Yes. Very much so.
Nobody says like see the politicians, it's about time, but they wouldn't, you know.
No.
Right, right.
Well, my favorite part of this.
Quit picking on us.
My favorite part of this is we do surprise visits. So to let the teachers know, I contact the principal, we set it up, and we have done anything from all school auditorium surprises to little intimate in their classroom with their family comes. And they are just, it's mind blowing. It is my favorite.
They just
have no idea.
Yes. And I cry watching those videos. It gives you the goosebumps.
And Amy, you were an educator.
Good stuff.
You were an educator.
I was.
So that's going to be extra special for you.
I love it so much, especially I've had colleagues that have won. And that's always really special because, again, I have nothing to do with that. So I have friends who are teachers who have won. And it's just so heartwarming because, especially when you know that they are so deserving.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
It cannot be overstated.
No.
How much we owe to our educators and the fact that we are losing them at an incredible rate is heartbreaking. Yet we have a remarkable number of students going into the field. And I love that passion and that energy is still there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think the business community is really getting on board with these types of programs as well because they're realizing that this is our future talent.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. So getting those teachers involved is so important.
And it's amazing that a fourth grader in 10 years is going to be 20. Yep. You know what I mean? that could be working for you. Now, it might be in school, but yeah, it goes fast, right? It's crazy. So I think this is great that you're doing this.
How can we help? What can we do? Fill out those nominations, I guess.
Absolutely. The more nominations we can get in, again, my favorite thing is sharing that impact statement. So even if a teacher doesn't apply, having those kind words around the holidays when kids are crazy this time of year. They're excited to be at home and the activities that are happening. And honestly, those impact statements are beyond important.
Our oldest wrote At the end of a school year, he wrote a letter to his, she was his third grade teacher. She laminated that and has, and he's going to be 21.
I love that.
And then his little brother, his younger brother, had her, and she, it's up on her bulletin board every year. She said, I read this when I need to remember why I do this. Mm-hmm. And
she needs to read that when she has students like me.
And I'm the mom who will gift that bottle of wine. Like, I'm sorry my kid makes you drink. Right. I'm but so sorry. Sure.
Just if you could just wait till noon.
Right. Yeah.
No, that is a tough stress job. And not only the kids, they got parents too sometimes that might leave.
Oh, gosh. The aspects that teachers in the classroom and out of. And then ask to maybe coach or be on.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of time that is spent outside of the classroom, but we have amazing people in our community that are educators and bringing up the next generation of everything.
Yeah. We really do. So nominate a teacher.
All right. And again, it's kindergarten to university.
Yeah. Yep. We have to say K through 16.
K through 16. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad you're doing this, and it's so
important
that
none of Jim Schmidt's students can nominate him, though. You are exempt from nomination.
Not worried about that.
You do that on a daily basis.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Tell us about your. Who was your memorable teacher? Whether you want to name names or
no, I can. My second grade teacher was the teacher that actually inspired me to become a teacher. And several,
so at 8 years ago, at age eight, did you know that's what you wanted to be then? Because
I really did. Him or her? Yeah. And then I used to always play school growing up. And when I was in high school, then I had a really good English teacher, and I've always loved reading. Yep. So I've been passionate about that, but the way that she connected with students was like, okay, so not only do I want to be a teacher, I want to be an English teacher.
Yeah, and that's so important what you just said about the way they connected, because the curriculum is really secondary to the connection, right? I mean, and mine was in sixth grade. I think I told you that story. Yes. You know, and I actually invited her to my wedding, which was obviously many, many years later, but she was awesome. She was the best teacher I ever had, and it's... But I think she liked me in terms of, you know, you can do this type thing. So
isn't it remarkable, though, that the reason that those people stand out in our minds and our memories and our hearts is because they recognized something within us. And it's sometimes it's a hard. I mean, it's certainly not hard for you to do. You find plenty of remarkable things about yourself, Jim. But
what about myself? What do you mean? About
as
my
a politician.
Kids.
But those teachers recognize something within their students. Mm-hmm. And if you are that person to highlight that, that is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking self-esteem, writing, identity, safety, all sorts of things. So to think, don't ever not give yourself the credit. So educators far and wide, we're talking to you. Thank you so much for what you do. Often, probably off the books and out of your own pocket, but from the bottom of your hearts, we couldn't do any of this without you.
Right, public and private. You
bet. Our hats off to you.
All right, Fox City's Chamber, excellent in education, Shining Star Awards. Again, give us the contact info, Amy, so we can nominate.
There's a link right on the
website. The foxcitieschamber.com. Our events page has the link to the Excellence in Education Awards, and the link is right there to nominate a teacher.
All right, cool.
Easy peasy. Awesome. Thanks for making it so simple for us.
Nikki, we got a minute. Who is your favorite? Who influenced you to?
Third grade, Mrs. Dunathan. Again, awesome. She actually, if Mino were here, he'd talk about how Mrs. Dunathan's husband, Clint, the dentist, the singing dentist, he was my best friend. Oh, my God. Yeah. But whatever. But she was just remarkable. She had a way of bringing the class together. Third grade, kind of an iffy, just sort of like, what am I good at or what am I not? But she just made me personally feel like she saw me and she valued me.
I love that.
I had some awesome teachers. And you know what? And I went to my, I had a great high school teacher, his brother Andrew. And I went to my high school reunion and I talked to a friend of mine who's a Christian brother because I went to, you know, he was a Christian brother, right? And and he died, and I felt really sad. You know what I mean? Like now I got the time and the money to maybe go visit him. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna go and see now, Brother Andrew. He goes,
no, he can't. But do it.
So you want to thank him now, right? Thank him when they're still today. In the practice. Thank him today and yes. get yes. out there and do something
Amy
with the Fox Cities.
Thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Amy.
Being here.
Thank you.
Stick around, Mino and the Mayor. We're right back. Won't you see the night so clear?
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
All right, welcome back. We're wrapping it up here. Mino the Mayor. Mino's out hunting here with Nikki Z.
Allegedly.
And, yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right. This was fun today, and we kind of a... I had a lot of different guests. I want to thank all of them, but the
nicely
theme,
job today on the billing though.
But the theme is, you know, it's the holidays are right around the corner, and let's get into it. And telling people if they want to text something in, we got tickets
so
for the parade.
We have a great text. Text says, "Good morning. For the past 5 years, we have started a separate Christmas savings account and deposit funds into it monthly. When December arrives, we have the money set aside to spread Christmas cheer.
Great.
The new community shelter residents, veterans housing and recovery program, adopt a family and or kids in a family, and the Salvation Army have been on the top of our list over the years. Putting the money aside for this reason makes it so easy to fill needs for others. Spreading kindness and cheer is what it's all about, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the year."
Wow.
Kathy and Jeff, thank you for being loyal listeners, and thank you for what you're doing.
Right, that's pretty cool.
To continue to give back all year round. Love that.
And it to get into the spirit is not expensive. Like a book, like you said, at that bargain table, I mean, those can be, what, I don't know.
$7, $10
Right. And you buy a book and then drop it off and, you know, make some kids' Christmas extra special.
Well, and you appreciate how planned out that those listeners are, and they are depositing money all year round.
That is, okay.
Then you're not pinching and panicking, right?
That Christmas club. And banks do that. And it's amazing. You put an X and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I got, you know, hundreds of dollars or
It can make
it too
big
late for
difference.
That now. That'll be a New Year's resolution. We're going to talk about that, you know, when it comes closer to January. But that is a great New Year's resolution, is to start a Christmas savings club. And banks do that and they usually don't charge, you know. And
right. And you just note it, right?
And, you know, come this time of year, it's like, okay, wow, I got $250 in there. That's crazy. So sometimes it's more. Yeah, that's a good thing. And we talked a lot about what's going on in your local community. And, you know, this was the week to kind of start getting into the holidays. You know, you got to do your own stuff at home.
We've got some fun stuff around the area that is starting to kick off the holiday season. So we were visited by Jen Metcalf because of the tree lighting that's coming up on Wednesday, and then our very own Green Bay holiday parade on Saturday.
Yeah, those are good times. So, all right, what do you guys do for the holidays at the Z House?
We are in town.
Is your 21-year-old in town?
To be determined, right?
Well, yep. You don't know where he is? Is he missing?
Well, no. He has yet to tell us of his plans. Sometimes it includes a significant other. Sometimes it's, you know, divide and conquer. And
you can't let that stress of significant others get in the way of Christmas. You have to appreciate.
Include them.
And as long as they show up, don't say, look, you got to be here at 2:00.
Right.
Christmas.
No, it's like, we just want to see you.
Right. And
we
that takes
just want to see you.
I didn't grow up in that family. My dad was very, very like, you know, this is what we're doing. You got to be here type thing. And Donna's like, we're not going to do that at our house. And we didn't. And our kids, it's great. We have great Christmases. We try to get together at the same time, but it doesn't always happen. I mean, they got in-laws. They got
kids.
Well,
exactly.
So anyway.
It is. It gets to be a lot for some folks.
There's enough stress without making your own.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's work.
You know, we have to get on here. Couple people I'm going to bring on, but like dishes to make, right? Because that's kind of like Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, I know sweet potatoes, everybody talks about it, but nobody really eats it. But there's a lot of stuff that we can do. So I think later this week, I want to get somebody, a couple chefs in Green Bay, one from the community shelter who used to work at a restaurant right down the block here. And he's really creative. So I want him to come in and talk maybe a little bit about some great Thanksgiving dishes, because to cook is fun and people like to try stuff. Like
it can
like
be that. Fun if you it can be fun.
It's half the fun, man, isn't it?
Well, that, you, but they, maybe I don't know
cook,
that yet.
If you're good at cooking, which you are, Jim, you know, and there was a point in my life where I would enjoy trying some stuff.
Right,
and, you know, I'm a pretty good cook, but like you know,
now,
yeah.
Right.
What I'm saying is, this might be a fun time to try stuff. I mean, as long as you tell everybody. I attempted this and be kind on the reviews. I don't know.
Well,
but
sure.
Isn't that more stressful though? If it's something you don't really know what to do, and what if you screw it up?
Exactly.
And then, right. And it's like Christmas at the Griswolds where the turkey's really dry and it pops open. And,
right.
Yeah.
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 Turkey's done.
Well, what we're gonna get him on. I'll talk about. There's different ways to cook your turkey.
Well, and there's plenty of stuff that you can be doing now. And put it in, mix it up, throw it in the freezer, thaw it out the week of, and, you know, bada bing, bada boom, it's in your crock pot.
We're going to have, all our listeners are going to have a great holiday season because they say, you know, I listened to that radio show and you guys, I'm in the spirit. Or I went to this play, I went to this musical, I bought this book, I went to this event, so.
I love how enthusiastic you are about it.
I love the holiday, like Chris say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love holidays.
A little bit of our own little Christmas elf, our holiday elf. Yeah.
Listen, if he dresses up with the tights and everything, I'm all for it.
No, I was Tiny Tim.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh.
Of course I was. So.
Aw, anyway. Poor guy.
That was fourth grade, though. I didn't make it big after that. So anyway.
Were you one of those childhood actors that then you turned to drugs and crime and stuff like that?
Well,
right?
Cooked up in rehab. Guys. But I'm out now. I'm good now. I'm in radio. I'm trying to rebuild my life.
I mean, he had that stint in politics. And
right,
so,
right, right.
That's child
where,
actor
that's
became
where I should
politician.
Have gone to rehab. But, you know, we got. But people can go to Frank's show. There's just so many things. So let's pick something out we're going to do to get us in the spirit. You can volunteer, do whatever you want, but it's just great.
Give to others. It's going to be a
good
thing.
That time of year. All right. Well, thanks for listening today. That was a quick 3 hours. Nikki, thanks for being here. Are you
thanks
here tomorrow?
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
All right. Nikki Z's here tomorrow. This is Jim Schmidt and Todd Michaels. Thanks for joining Mine on the Mayor. We'll see you tomorrow.
This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun?
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.